hope you don't feel railroaded at any point, but you are probably all going to die. never railroaded.
It was a sandbox. We're killing ourselves, guys.
Yeah, it's true. But it was a deadly sandbox. It was full of snakes.
I think the problem is we're all dying when we die. It's just a case of, like, what do we do before we die?
You were ill, and now you're supernaturally ill.
Yeah. Hopefully it might just accelerate matters.
Yes.
Apocalypse Players present Bleak Prospect, a Depression-era scenario for Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition by Scott Dorwood from the Nameless Horrors Collection. Starring Dannon McAleer as former socialite Maureen Frayne, Joseph Chance as former businessman Thomas Dolan, and Dan Wheeler as former medical doctor Nathaniel Coombs. The keeper of arcane law is Dominic Allen. Chapter 8. Reflux.
So, what do the two of you do?
That liquid, where is it coming from?
I don't know. Can we see where it's coming from? Is it just running down the walls?
It seems to be running down the walls, and it's slowly filling the room. It's probably currently up to... it's just about covering your feet.
Ugh. Christ, does it look like... I'm going to say saliva. Does it look clear?
It's really dark. It's really dark in here. But what you did see before it went dark, it did look... kind of clear-ish.
I want to run to...
If you had to use a word, it would be bile.
Cool.
And actually, I think what we need to do is go into Dex Order here.
Oh, fuck. Already.
A bilious greenish tinge.
Actually, we can do this... we can do this intercut using Dex Order. So, Dr. Coombs, you have an action.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Well, I'd like to... I should be able to just use my own intelligence to know this, but I'd like to do a medicine roll or a biology. If I got biology, science, biology, or whichever you'd let me do, to try and decide whether, because I'm now convinced I'm in a body, this is the stomach, and there is a door that is effectively, like, leads to the bladder and a door that effectively leads to the intestine. So I'd like to do a medicine roll or a biology roll to see if I can remember effectively which route is likely to which I think it would be the intestine. The stuff that passes through the intestine, I think, would be less affected by chemicals and
filtration.
Do you know what I mean? Effectively, yeah. If you swallow something, it goes in your stomach and it goes through your intestine, it's going to come out the other end. But I wonder if...
Yeah, if it's a coin or something, not if it's meat.
Oh, your fillings will come out.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's not even worth doing a roll for that. Maybe I...
Well, I don't think I say this.
Your wedding ring.
That's what you're thinking. Oh, God.
I think maybe I just yell... The intestine. Less chemical reactions. For the big door. Run for the large door. And I start running for where I remember the larger door being before the lights went out.
Do you have a separate light source with you?
This is a good question.
Either of you.
I swear we had those lanterns.
Hmm.
But did we leave them in the room upstairs, or did they fall with us, or...
So...
I honestly can't.
I know that Coombs put one down when he was in the with the baby.
Yeah,
you held onto your gun.
Yeah, I'm not sure I ever picked up another one.
What I took from the generator room was three, because I slung them over my arm to my elbow.
Yes, you did.
Because in my head I was thinking I could throw one as a weapon if it came to it. But well, I also have had a complete bout of madness since then and run around a lot. And
very true. Well, I think it's probably reasonable to say that you probably, if you took three, you probably distributed them.
Okay. Yeah.
So the odds are you probably do all still have one. each.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, well, unless you've decided at some point to get rid of it.
Unless they've been extinguished by the passage down the...
Is it a luck roll to see if they're broken by the fall? I mean, I fell on soft, fleshy stuff, so it might be all right. I might try and light it if it's there.
Let's say you can both have a luck roll with a bonus die.
Okay.
Certainly going to need a bonus die.
I think Dolan definitely has his.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've spent any luck.
My luck roll was so bad that I think mine maybe got smashed on the fall.
Fine.
That's 8 on...
Great.
20 luck. That's really good.
Fantastic. You've still got your lantern and it's still lit. So you do, in that room, have a light source. So you can just about make out this... the larger door. And so... Dr. Coombs, you're using your round, your turn to get to the door. Is that right?
Yeah.
So as you run to the door, the room is filling up surprisingly fast.
Fuck.
It's unnerving. Ooh. And it starts to burn.
Yeah. Thought it might.
Quite a lot.
Shit.
And so... Oof! Oof, Jesus! So I think it's safe to say that you, as you're running, it sort of splashes up. As you get to the door, it's kind of coming down over you, dripping off the door frame as you're trying to get to the door, and you take 3 points of damage. It gets in your eyes and your mouth, and it really fucking burns.
Oh, God. You're going to melt.
It's acid.
Hydrochloric acid. It's hydrochloric, isn't it, in the stomach?
Nathaniel, are you okay?
Acid. Gastric acid.
Yeah, fuck, it burns. But you've got to the door, at least, which is great. Maureen, what do you do?
I'm not very healthy anymore.
Is there anything close, like, say, the shutters that closed on the windows? They were leading to outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were wooden shutters, were they, or...?
Yeah.
So... if one of them's near me, I want to run over and give it a boot.
So you run to the window,
yeah.
And you know you've got to kind of open the window and then try and get to the shutters.
Yeah, I'll do that.
That makes sense. So you manage to open the. So you get to the window and open it.
Yeah.
In your turn.
Oh God.
But you have a similar problem in that as soon as you start dealing with the window, you realise it's dripping down onto you.
Of course.
It's now getting showered with acid. And you lose 3 points.
3 hit points. Fucking hell.
Oh, no.
How many hit points do I have? Fucking hell, where are they?
She might be underneath your intelligence, then.
Would make sense. Oh, fucking hell, yeah. I don't think I've lost any so far. But
have you not? Fucking hell.
I don't think so. I've lost a lot of sanity, but I don't think I've lost any health.
I've been really suffering.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, you had loads of bumps and scratches.
You stuck your hand into the boy, didn't you? That was the problem.
Thomas Dolan, you're outside in the corridor. You can give me another for free. You can have another listen roll, given that Coombs is shouting about hydrochloric acid.
That's the kind of freedom that I've always admired about your keeping.
I don't know who that was aimed at.
Literally, I mean you. I really thank you for that. That is a lovely offer. Thanks. I've got to take it. It's only because I'm overexcited. This is 08. So I passed it because I don't have a good listen. I think it's, it's bass.
You hear something beyond the door, something like, it's hydrochloric acid. And this sort of sloshing noise.
Does it sound like my friends?
It sounds like Dr. Coombs. You can definitely make out Dr. Coombs.
So it's at that moment I've just paused in a passage as I'm about to head into the what I like to call the McGinty section of what I'm about to be playing.
And then the goat section comes afterwards, right?
The goat section comes after, right? We all know. The goat section. I can't really play that well. And I was about to yell, Roscoe Molloy, there's a settle to be. Settled. There's a score to be settled. I've had one beer. Jesus.
There's a settle to be scored.
There's a score to be settled. But I, as I'm about to say that, I kind of go, and then I hold my breath, and I think I pause in the playing, and I'll start playing the fiddle over to, which means I'm leaving the lantern there. I just put it down to start playing somewhat frantically. So I start to go over to the door, and I'll play a few notes. And then pause dramatically, and then try the handle.
The door is locked. And I think that concludes your turn.
Shit, I think it does. Is it fair to say, Dom, that I heard him sounding, beyond stressed, in a state of distress?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I heard the term something chloric acid.
You hear Malloy kick the front door, but he doesn't kick it hard enough to break it open, to push it open, even. It's quite a futile kick, actually. But nevertheless, he's at the entrance.
Oh, holy shit, he's that close. Fuck!
He is now at the end of this turn.
Yeah, fair enough.
So he'd sort of run up the steps and kick the door, but he didn't kick it hard enough. By any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I think he might have hurt himself.
That'd be nice.
Yes! So we're literally relying on the NPCs hurting themselves.
Once again.
So, we're back to Coombs. You're at the door. Acid is raining down on you. What do you do?
Try the handle.
It is locked.
Is it a door that opens towards me or away from me?
That's a really good question. I think it opens away from you.
Well, I think I shoot out the lock. If I can. If you'll permit me to attempt it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to take a step back and sort of...
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know whether I've got my gun in my hand. So I don't know whether you want me to spend my turn drawing it or whether...
No, I think that's fine. But what I do need is a luck roll first.
Oh, shit, yeah.
My luck is famously not good.
That's not necessarily a problem.
I have failed my luck roll. It's not a fumble.
Yeah. That's fine. You take a step back, and now I think I need a firearms roll to see if you hit the door at its weakest point.
I yell, because I've got no idea where Maureen is. Stand back! And, oh, yes! Yes! That's a hard success on my firearms roll.
Oh, very nice. You shoot the door, and it splinters. Thomas Dolan, you're stood next to the door, and suddenly... I mean, you've just tried the door, and you've taken a step back, and then suddenly the entire door handle's just exploded out, splintering wet wood and acid goes shooting out into the hallway, and probably acid pours out of the room into the hallway as well.
Jesus.
Immediately soaking into this fleshy carpet, which discolours... As it touches it, it sort of goes sort of pale white in that way that, you know,
flesh
would in contact with acid, yeah. Yeah, swells up into these sort of translucent balloons. God. Gross.
Yeah.
That's we've just given the house acid reflux, haven't we?
Basically, yeah.
It's like all of our worst nightmares / our actual experiences.
So unfortunately, as you're doing that, you shoot the thing, the door goes and the acid rushes out, but you're still stood in it and it's still quite high. So you take another 3 hit points of damage.
Ooh,
me.
Sloshes over your shins.
Well, that's a major wound.
Oh, it's only a major wound if it takes more than half of your total in one go.
More than half of my starting, or what I've got left?
Yeah, you're starting, total.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not a major wound, I'm just on one hit point.
Lovely. Great.
Oh.
Jesus.
Sweet Lord.
Jesus Christ.
He hangs by a thread.
Maureen.
Must be quite literally.
Can you give me a luck roll as well, please?
I can. Fuck off. What's that, 50? Oh, yeah, 53, fail.
So you're still stood at this window. What do you want to do?
Is it like a window with a ledge?
Yeah, there's a sill and a ledge on the other side.
I've got the window open. There's just the shutters on the other side. I want to get out of this acid, but I'm thinking like get my feet out of it and everything, hoist myself up onto that, because if it's coming down the walls, I imagine there's a sort of an alcove would be sort of free of it. No, ish.
Yeah, potentially, sort of a bit. I mean. It's the gap between the shutter and a window, so it's probably not very big.
Quite narrow, in which case I just want to hurl myself at it, at the shutters, now that I've opened the window, to see if I can break them open.
Give me a strength roll.
It's not great, is it?
Scott has actually called for an opposed strength roll here, which is unpleasant of him.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
I was foolishly about to say, what, opposed with a window? And then I was like, oh no, of course. No.
Opposed with Aston Hawks?
See, I've rolled 55 on my 50 strength. Should I spend 5 luck?
Ooh, you don't have much luck, do you?
We're having a lot of luck roll. I've only got 20 luck, and there's a lot of luck rolls.
I'm
going
to say that you need a... you need a hard success.
Right. Mm.
Can you push it?
I can't. I don't think I even have that much.
What's your strength?
50.
It's right on the border, but I mean, 50 is always my guidance for...
Oh, but to get hard, though, you'd need to get 25.
Yeah, that's really hard. Yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah.
Could I... Well,
do you change course and try and run for the other door?
I won't push it. It's not a fumble, so it's not going to... I'm probably going to take some more acid damage or something, but my next attempt will be... either to run to the door that I've now heard open or shoot at the shutter so it opens. Now I've heard the door opening, probably. Or if I've seen that, I imagine there's some light spill. I imagine, but that'll be my next go.
Well, you could... I'd tell you what you can do if you want to. Obviously, it comes with a risk. You could push the roll by running to the door, because you're allowed to push the roll by using a different skill. So
yeah,
that would be a dex roll not to fall over in the acid.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
And obviously, if you fail, you can fall over in the acid.
I'm well aware of how much damage this acid causes.
60%.
I think I'm going to push it.
Say goodbye to your face.
I mean, what's left of it anyway? Because I jump at the shutter and I don't have the strength, and I sort of rebound off it, stagger back. And I think in my head, it's like, that's hard enough that I just don't trust my own strength to get through it. So as I stagger back, I catch the spill of light from the doorway, and instead I sprint towards that. I've got a roll again, haven't I?
Just a slow-mo. I love it.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Come on.
2. Oh.
I cannot read you. I thought it was going to be the other way.
I was sure he was going to show us the double nine out of 10.
I was so prepared. I was so prepared to fuck it up.
96 is what I was thinking.
Wow. That could have been like Jack Nicholson in Batman.
Oh, yeah. I think that roll's so good that I think he makes it through the door and does some first aid on me on the way.
The acid he splashes on you seals your wounds. Yeah. Cauterizes
them. It's the cotton wool that he shoved up his nose.
Up your ass. So with your extreme success, you only take 2 hit points of damage.
Okay.
As you splash through the acid. But yes, so you now both spilled out into the hallway.
Mm.
Your skin is like where it's touched you, it's red raw. I mean, really sensitive and painful.
Do you think it's all over me?
Yeah.
I think I'm a human blister.
Yeah. And you're out of the frying pan into the fire. What does Thomas Dolan do?
But I do see them both come out. So Malloy's at the door. I think I stopped playing the fiddle.
Right.
Technically, I was about ready to go for the next bit. So I put both of that... I put fiddle and bow into one hand, dash for the lamp, and probably say, come on! And try and grab the Coombs, who looks like he's... staggering and about to fall over.
Yeah. I've also brought a lantern out with me, so...
And try and head back to the conservatory, I think is probably my instinct, is to yield ground. Or potentially, does that take us past the stairs? It does, doesn't it? So there might be a... there might be an instinct. Maybe, can I also say, should we go upstairs? And that's probably about all I can manage.
Sure. So as you say that, you turn to them, you've got them... back on their feet, and at that point Roscoe Malloy opens the front door.
Damn it, it's not quite what I wanted, but okay. Yeah.
And you see his gun first. His gun comes through the door and he's coming in behind it. He's got this white bandana around his face, so it's just his eyes that you can see, and his eyes widen as he sees the three of you. And he sort of slightly looks past you into the dining room with a look of momentary horror. What do you all do?
Do I recognise Roscoe?
It's a good question.
because I know of him from obviously from Thomas's rants about his nemesis, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, probably you do. Also, they've been in the paper,
right?
Because he's part of a group that in the papers they call the Midas Circle, who are people who all happen to live in Crawley, but despite the depression, have financially done really well for themselves.
Mm.
And continue to do so. It's sort of miraculous that they do so well.
One word for it. My initial instinct is to, if I recognise him, which I think I do, I must get that vibe as well from the atmosphere suddenly, I want to step in front of Thomas and just say, oh, Mr. Malloy, you have to help us. There's something terribly wrong in this house. My friends here were helping me search for my little Esther, my beloved Esther. But there's some chemical leak. We have to get out. It's not safe. If I'm sane enough to say something like that, I kind of want to.
I think that sounds like a persuade roll.
Yeah.
If that
would it be charm? I guess I'm not being particularly charming. Where's my persuade?
You can go for persuade or charm. I don't mind.
My charm's 70.
Or fast talking.
So
sure.
I'm going to be as charming as possible as I say this. Mr. Malloy, as if I've got the utmost respect for him. I'm sort of trying to also hide Thomas, because I know that... Well, I know he's seen him, but you know what I mean? Get sort of between them and do a charm offensive. I'm rolling very fucking well. That's a 4.
Mm.
On a 7.
Wow.
Yes.
Remarkable.
Okay.
Does mean that in a minute I'm going to fumble one and then
always,
kill us.
Always, but don't worry. That isn't now.
That's not now. That's for
that's
later.
For the future.
Yeah.
So he pulls down his white face mask with these big, hairy-knuckled hands. Pulls it down. He's quite tall.
Mm.
And he's dressed in a very dapper way. He looks really smart. He's in this sort of pinstripe suit.
I bet he is.
A chief, you know, nice tie, stick pin,
kind of tie I used to wear.
And then as he takes it down, he just cracks his knuckles on his hand and says, well, hello friends, I see you're all having a nice visit to Professor Hawk's little hideaway. I understand. I heard that your daughter was missing. How are you, Tom? And he gives you this horribly false smile. He hasn't lowered his gun, but he's talking at least.
Well, I've been better, Roscoe. I've been better, I can tell you that. What brings you here this time of night?
I could ask you the same thing, friend.
Getting out of hell is what brought us here.
What makes you think your little girl's here?
Well, one of her friends told us.
Oh, is that the kid in the car out there?
Billy.
Billy, that's right, Billy.
Is Billy okay?
He's very unwell.
Is Billy all right?
He don't look so well to me. But then I've seen worse.
No, we need to get into a hospital.
Hmm. That's not a bad idea. Of course, that would be it looks like an expensive job.
Yes, well, we'll think about the bills afterwards. I have been in certain circles. You know, Roscoe, I still have some friends. But the main thing is we help the children. Now, have you any idea where Esther might be?
Oh, I could hazard a guess. But,
please.
And I'm all for helping the children, but first I really could do with helping myself.
I have no idea what you mean.
Go right ahead. Place looks abandoned.
Yes, yes indeed. Although I wouldn't go in that room.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you can steal this too. The way you stole my company.
Oh.
Come on, Tom. That was just business. You know what business is like.
You want to talk about business?
You're so emotional.
Let's not talk about business just now. I think the children, the missing children, are probably more important than business or old grudges, Thomas.
What else is there but business? How else are we going to get Esther out of here? Or Billy? The only way out of here is through you. Right? Malloy.
Maybe we can help each other in this.
Maybe we can. What is it you're looking for?
Two things. First of all, I want to get out of this Midas circle. I'm done with those guys. They treat me like shit. And, frankly, it's all coming apart at the seams. Goddamn, Sedgwick's lost his mind. And the others are going the same way. I'm gonna get out while I still can. Once I've got my slice. But I'd really like it if something were to happen where things didn't work out so well for them. I don't think they'll like me taking their secrets. You know?
I think I understand.
And the other thing is, they got some device. I don't fully understand it so well, but it's the key to getting what I want. So if any of yous happen to know a thing or two about science, that could really help.
The doc here.
Well?
He might be able to help. What? We gotta patch him up.
What kind of device?
Careful, easy, easy, doc, easy. We gotta get you looked at. Maureen, you any good at that?
Well, I'd say I was... What would I say? Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Are you doing math? Maureen, this isn't the time.
I know, sorry, I'm somewhat distracted. While I patch him up, what was the clue that you might hazard about Esther's whereabouts? We'll help you.
I just hang about. I know I'm a mess. I know I've been losing my mind, but... Why are you asking a former socialite to patch me up? I'm a fucking medical doctor.
I thought it might hurt too much to bend down like
now,
that.
Doc.
Looks real sore.
Don't you underestimate socialites. We've a lot of free time on our hands to learn skills.
Is there a chandelier above us?
Potentially. Yeah. It's probably a bit broken.
I got a 47.
Oh, on your first aid.
On my 50.
Oh, sweet.
It is a skill I possess.
It's not a skill.
It wasn't great, but didn't fuck it up too much.
Have a hit point.
A hit point, thank you so much.
He's up to two, guys. He's up to two. I'm calling that a win.
Two.
Just doubled it.
Better than nothing.
Would I get any more if I had rolled a extreme success on my first aid?
No.
Oh, well, fine.
You do in pulp, I think.
Can he do medicine on himself? No, it takes time, though, doesn't it? Well, yeah,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, and equipment.
And equipment.
You do physics on yourself.
Thank you very much for patching me up.
The chandelier, in terms of... Because I think Dolan looks at Malloy at this moment... It's this sort of this, it's breaking down a little bit. It's a little bit hazier, and he's just sort of calculating whether there's any chance that he could do something crazy with the chandelier, in order to get Malloy to fall back into a vat of acid. Is there any sort of chance that that's on the cards, or is it all just too fucking wild?
If the chandelier came down, you'd all have to dive out the way.
Yeah, and he might have to dive backwards into some acid. Maybe.
Well, he's still kind of in the front doorway, so he's probably going to go out the front door.
He's still in the doorway. Okay, because he's got the gun, so he's at distance. Okay, so I'll scratch that idea.
We're kind of closer to the acid, unfortunately, at the moment.
You'll finish off Dr. Coombs.
Yeah. You were saying something about a device. What kind of a device?
Well, I don't fully understand it, but Sedgwick was always Hawks's protege. So he likes to think. And I don't think even he really grasps it fully. Hawks had come up with this thing where he found some old stuff that this Tillinghast guy had come up with.
It's a Tillinghast resonator.
Right.
And I say that very specifically, and I actually look at the doc when I say it.
When he says this, you can all give me a Cthulhu Mythos roll if you like.
May as well. Have I got any Mythos? Oh, yeah, I do, yeah. No.
Yeah, we do for going mad. It doesn't mean anything to me.
28 on my 6. Damn.
It was worth a shot, guys.
Yeah.
Always worth a shot.
One of the few things I had up my sleeve.
He says, so apparently there was this guy, Tillinghast, who could affect your something in your brain so you could see stuff. Anyway, Hawks decided he could find a way to build something that could turn that outward. The long and short is, it's like a doorway to somewhere else. but it's something that exists around us all the time anyway. I don't really understand. But what we found was there are these creatures that you can take out, and they can live inside of us like parasites. And
I start involuntarily scratching at my hand.
The raw skin flakes.
The blisters pop.
And they're already dusty and dry inside.
Who needs a new Cronenberg film?
Yes. He says, so we discovered that if you put these things into people, they feed until they're full. And then you put them in someone else, and they excrete. And you can take from people something better than money. You can take their power. It's like you can take their luck, their opportunity, their life force. And it makes you strong. Anyway, we've been doing that for some time. Sedgwick more than others.
Taking the children?
Well, that is an unfortunate happenstance. Last night was a step too far for my liking. That's why I'm done with them.
Right. But you must know where they've taken them.
Yeah, I know. But like I say, I'm...
So where is my Esther?
Well, I'd be more than happy to show you.
In exchange.
If you help me.
It sounds like a deal.
Well, I'm more than happy to help you take down the fiends who've been stealing children, yes. Sounds like we might be on the same side.
I want to get out of here. I want to get out of here in one piece, unmolested. I want to get out of here with a couple of the specimens from the tank. There's the Species 17, as it's called. It looks like a big fish. And then there is the dummy.
The dummy?
It looks like a... Well, it's like a kind of big monkey thing. And if you stick it with a pin, it sings. And that's enough to put anyone asleep.
I got a question, Malloy. These creatures you put inside of people, what do they look like when they come out?
How do you mean?
Well, I was treating a patient and... He faded right away, but there were left these little bugs. Is that what you're talking about? Little bugs?
No, they're bigger than that, my friend. I think what you're dealing with is like some kind of egg. I hope there weren't too many of them. Because one's enough to really screw you.
And what happens... They look the same going in as they do coming out?
Pretty much.
All right, so let's...
He sort of... His eyes go down to your stomach, and then he looks back up at you and says, well, I can show you, if you like.
Can I do a psychology roll on him to see whether he knows more about any of this than he's letting on, or...
Sure.
Not quite. Oh, I might push it, because my psychology's good. So I step forward, having seen him glance down at my stomach, and I say, yeah, I think that would be really useful if you could show us so we know what to look out for. And so I'm a bit closer, and I'm looking in his eyes to see, like, how he reacts.
Mm.
And sort of trying to work out whether he's, like, instrumental in this or whether he's as ignorant as he sort of has implied, if that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that's a 40 on my 50.
Yeah, you get the impression that he has some sort of seething resentment, some lingering resentment that would suggest he has been kept more in the dark than some of the others.
Okay. Right.
certainly it sounds like this Sedgwick guy is the guy pulling the strings. We can't do it here. I need gloves and forceps.
Well,
it's not safe to touch them with your bare hands.
Forgive me, Doctor.
They bite.
I know your curiosity is piqued, but Billy, and more to the point, Esther, I'm more than happy to help you, Mr. Malloy, against these people if they've taken my daughter. But there surely is a time problem here. If they're infecting people with these parasites, we need to get this done as quickly as possible. So show us where this singing monkey and this giant fish frog are, and we'll of course help you put them in the boot of the car or whatever you want to do with them. But we need to get this done quickly.
All right. You want your daughter back? You're going to have to come with me. And he starts walking past you through the house.
That doesn't sound good. I turn to follow, but as I do, I think I touch Thomas on the arm and give him a look of, you know, I'm sorry. I know what this guy did to you, but it's just a fleeting moment of that.
No, I think I think it's good. And actually what you feel is a rigid mass of shivering, contained anger. And
yeah.
It's all that he can do not to sort of
shoot this
guy and just try and smash him with the fiddle and stab him with the splinters. But yeah. Somehow he's sort of keeping it together. And also you can see there's a sort of white sweat coming down his face, all of which actually has been because of the mention of the monkey. And he just says to you, the monkey. I know you know the monkey. And then he just sort of falls into line, but his hands are rigid around that fiddle and the bow.
Mm.
He does still have the lantern held with the bow, but it's almost like he's preparing for a fight.
Mm.
And I think seeing that, I do give your forearm just a tighter squeeze.
He is size 80 as well. I'd forgotten just how big he is. He's like a
yeah.
He's
holding back.
Guy. He's a burly guy.
Yeah. Seeing that, basically my interaction is I'm trying to sort of
it's a business deal.
I know, but
in my mind's eye, it's a business deal. And
yeah,
so long as the docs fall in, I think I do cast a look back. It's a wild look to see if the doc is walking with us. But
also as a player, I'm sorry, because I realize I may just have doomed the doctor to death. But I mean,
well, we're all doomed,
Esther. We're all doomed. Anyway. We're all
the contract is the contract. Doc, what are you doing? Yeah. You going to come with us?
I'm following along, but I'm a couple of steps behind, and I think I am still holding my revolver, sort of, you know, by my hip, pointing it roughly in the direction of Malloy. But I'm following.
I don't think I've shot my gun yet, have I? I'm just thinking of ammo. Don't think I have.
Yes, actually, memorably, you have. you smashed the chamber. With three rounds. I'm not sure.
The tank with
the monkey in.
Yeah, with the monkey and the fish.
Yeah, the monkey with the inverse monkey face.
I do very much remember that, although I don't
one round or
think
three.
It was like a...
No, it was just one. No, it was probably just
in
one.
My head, I raised it sort of knee height and casually shot at the bottom of it.
Oh, shit. I've just blown off the lock of a door with a gun that I don't have.
I mean, that's what happened last time. You fired into the air. Three times, just your hand.
Yeah, so it figures that would have happened again. So at this point, I look down and I realise I'm not holding a gun. I'm literally just holding my hand like this with two fingers.
Yeah, and your hand looks really bashed up, like you've just punched through a door.
Yeah.
So you've probably punched your way out, which is doable. Where do we get to? So you are...
Following behind.
You're following behind. So he walks you through the corridor towards the kitchens. And the whole time he's saying, we might not have long, they'll be coming back soon. They've gone back into the village again. They didn't want to come here, but they're going to have to if they want their dummy back. I want to be out of here before they turn up. I don't want them to know. I just want to disappear, you know?
That sounds good. I understand. I say, but at the time, I think my heart's going like the clappers because I don't know what I'm about to see. I'm just hoping Esther is in one piece or not.
Are there many of these dummies or just the one?
Just the one. They've tried to find more, but you never know what you're going to get when you turn that thing on. Species 17 seems to be pretty ubiquitous, but the rest is. And he stops for a moment and just sort of looks around as if he's listening to the house. And he looks really worried. You hear that?
Do we hear that?
Is it worth a roll?
Sure.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it. 42 on a basic.
I don't hear it.
All you hear is the constant... of the air in the house.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving.
Yes,
Jesus, nice. It stinks. And, let's see how Roscoe's handling this. Fine. He's fine. He takes you through a door. You notice the door jams. They have a sort of weird muscular twitch to them. Reminds you of a sphincter. As he touches the door, they kind of tense up horribly.
God, it's like the end of Borderlands.
And you step through into the kitchen. The kitchen is sort of... half of it is still the kitchen. But descending from the ceiling is this fleshy tissue and veins. You can see thick veins running. They sort of run down this, like, they run down this skin and flesh, and then they meld with the plaster work. And where they touch the plaster, fleshy bits are kind of spreading and growing very slowly. And the whole ceiling is kind of pulsating. Pulsing. And it stinks in here. It's starting to smell a lot like shit.
Hey, we found the bowels.
He walks you to a door and opens it. And...
to be clear, I've made sure while we're walking that I've got another bullet. I've got a bullet in the chamber of the revolver.
He opens this door... and you see a stairwell going down into the basement to the cellars. And the stench is almost unbearable. Excrement, bile, that kind of like... I imagine it's probably like baby shit.
Like really. Oh yeah, what's the word for that?
An overwhelm.
Meconium.
Meconium.
Yeah.
Meconium doesn't really smell of much. Actually, baby shit... maybe shit doesn't smell that bad.
Of the shit.
But the liquid yellow stuff isn't great.
It's not great. It sort of smells like kind of cheap curry.
Yeah. Actually, that is
well, pretty good. This is a cheap, spicy curry mixed with dog shit and...
So it smells like a three-year-old's shit.
And halitosis.
It smells like a three-year-old's shit. Four-year-old's.
It's horrendous.
Yeah, they are horrendous.
And he sort of pulls his mask up and takes a step back and he says, she's down there, I'm afraid.
What do you mean she's down there? She's alive, isn't she? Tell me she's alive.
He looks down the stairs and he says, they told me they were keeping her in the basement.
I see. And where are they now? Where do we need to get to find them?
They said they were going back to the Hooverville to clean up.
And that's where they go? They just come between here and the Hooverville?
I guess they'll come back here when they're done.
Good.
But I don't know for sure.
And I'll shoot him in the head.
Stomach acid is basically hydrochloric acid.
It is hydrochloric.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's all right. It seems odd, doesn't it? But
the idea of pouring hydrochloric acid into your stomach made me think that it would just go through it, but maybe not.
That's why reflux is so painful.
Yeah. And reflux is terrible.
Fucking hell. I guess that's why it can cut through your throat. Oh, God. Made me feel really bad about the amount of acid reflux I get.
Yeah, me too.
Pure acid.
Pure acid. I mean, I've been drinking Coke, which, yeah.
Stack your pillows up, lads. Stack your pillows up.
Yeah.
And put a big bit of cotton wool down your throat when you go to sleep.
Soak it all up.
or up your bum. So
avoid accidents.
They'll draw it down.
Oh, nice, nice.
Don't cut that.
Which reminds me, you must.
You say, don't cut that.
Don't cut that. Booms is going to use it.
It's good information. It'll draw it down. It'll draw us down. I love it.
Yeah. Take your clothes off. Shut up. It'll draw it down.
Isn't this how one of the American presidents died? Isn't this
swallowing?
No. Oh, that's ingestion. Yeah. Food. No, the anus.
I've been listening to The Elements of Eloquence, and in it, he mentions in passing this fad in the Victorian era for ingesting food up your bum. And President, can't remember which, Garfield?
Garfield, you said.
President Garfield apparently was not very well, and so he was like, I'll give that a go. So he started having all of his meals anally, rectally. And 3 months later, he died.
Yeah, I'd say so. Fucking squatting over a whole roast chicken. And just...
All those Victorians be like so prudish and be like, we mustn't talk about sex, and then secretly shoving roast dinners up their arsehole.